Hello, Cheeky.
Oh, hello, Cheeky.
Hello!
Hello.
Oh, hello, Cheeky. Hello, Cheeky. Oh, hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello.
What a funny way to make a living.
Hey, listen, you chaps, I've had a good idea.
Yes, you told us about it. 1951, wasn't it?
No, no, this is another one.
Good Lord, is this a record?
No, this is on tape. Oh.
Seriously. Seriously, I think we should give the show a theme this week. Let's devote it all to love. There's so much strife and violence in the world. It'd be nice if we did a show all about love.
All right.
All right.
Now, how shall we start?
Give us a kiss.
No. 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 Oh, well, all right.
He's the only man I know who uses garlic aftershave.
All right, here we go, Dennis. Love is caring.
Love is sharing.
Love is doing rude things in the bushes.
No, come on! That is no way to get things going.
Oh, yes, it is.
Shut up!
That's not very loving.
All right, shut up, darling.
That's better.
Love is a welcoming voice. Love is a key in the door. Love is not minding when he doesn't.
It's a bit boring, this.
Boring? It's downright unhealthy. Show about love with no crumpet in it.
Yeah.
Let's go out and find a nice, healthy meanwhile. Taxi!
Yes, Gov?
Drive us to the nearest meanwhile.
Meanwhile, in a psychiatrist's office just outside the libido.
Okay, Professor. Go on with what you were saying.
You realize that there is no such thing as racial superiority. You look as you do because nature looks after her own.
Mm-hmm.
Your skin has a darker pigmentation because this gives you protection against the burning rays of the equatorial sun.
Oh, I see.
Your hair is tightly curled close to the scalp so that the thorns and creepers found in the jungle cannot catch in your hair.
Oh, yes.
And your distinctive loose-limbed gait gives you increased agility in avoiding the wild animals native to the region. Is that clear?
Well, I do have just one more question, Professor.
What's that?
What the hell am I doing in Chiswick?
And a baby asleep in your arms. Love is all these things. There, wasn't that nice?
Lovely Tim.
Well, now, I suppose we should do a meanwhile.
No, not yet. Let's do a song instead.
On the theme?
Oh, yes, on the theme.
Love is a many splendid thing.
Splendid? If that's true, why don't more men marry tattooed ladies?
My Uncle Osric married a tattooed lady, you know.
I beg your pardon?
I said my Uncle Osric married a tattooed lady, you know.
Really?
Yes, she was covered from head to foot with every word of an Agatha Christie thriller.
Good Lord.
45 when he married, what with one thing and another, he never did get round to finding out who did it. Shame about her. She finished up in a public library in East Ham.
Yeah. I think I borrowed her once. Short, fat woman with property of East Ham Corporation tattooed on her...
Please, oh. No. Love is the strongest emotion known to man. Well, when I say to man, I don't mean just men. Women as well. I don't want you to think I'm...
Oh,
I mean,
Tim,
ladies like it as well.
Shut up. Let us take you back to visit some of the great lovers of the past. First, Adam and Eve.
Adam, this is the fourth time you've been late home this week. Is there another woman?
Don't be stupid. Come here, darling.
Adam, what are you doing?
Turning over a new leaf.
Encyclopedia of the Air, letter R.
Romance. Inhabitants of Rome. They invaded Britain in...
Oh, give it here. Good. Romance. A glamorous and sentimental atmosphere engendered by the male of the species to put the female in a more receptive frame of mind. This atmosphere can be produced by soft lights, sweet music, and tender words. A quicker and more effective method is to get a Mozart on four large gins.
Have another gin, darling.
Oh, all right.
Say when.
After this one, I should think.
Hey!
I proposed to a girl last night.
Great. When's the wedding?
What wedding?
I don't quite understand. If you didn't propose marriage, what did you propose?
A day trip to Broadstairs.
We spent our honeymoon at Broadstairs.
Really?
Yeah, took the wife. Couldn't find anybody else. Never forget it.
Forget what?
I've forgotten. Oh, no. The honeymoon. Oh, I learned a lot that first night.
Did you?
Yes, I took a Reader's Digest to the loo and the door jammed.
Did you increase your word power?
Among other things, yeah.
What about your wife?
Oh, came out. She's playing Scrabble with the night porter.
What was your honeymoon like, Tim?
You may not believe this, but I was very naive. I said to my wife, what shall I do, darling? And she said, whatever would give you the biggest thrill.
What did you do?
Went to the reading room at the British Museum and shouted, Knickers! When I got back, she was playing Scrabble with the night porter.
Night porter? I wonder.
Why did you never marry, John?
Well, I just never got round to it. Anyway, when you're a night porter in a hotel, the hours aren't suitable. played a lot of Scrabble, don't know what I mean.
What?
I meant Dennis. Dennis, tell us about your love life.
Certainly. Hi, fans. Dennis Valentino is alive and well, king here. This lad's a laugh a minute, you know.
No.
Very well, back to my mistress, the piano. What would you like to do tonight? And what would you like to eat? And then perhaps back to my place for a quick arpeggio. Please yourself.
Come with us now to visit more great lovers of history. Let us eavesdrop for a brief moment on Romeo and Juliet.
See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek. Ah, me. She speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel. This bloody toothache's giving me the jip.
Aspects of love. Professor Herman Rautenhouse talks about narcissism.
Good evening. Narcissism was a creed which grew up in Germany in the 1930s.
No, Professor, no.
Based on the principle of the superiority of the German race.
Professor, it's Nazism.
Yeah, narcissism. I myself did not subscribe to this, you understand.
Professor, but, would you come this way?
But you must admit the man had something.
This way, Professor.
He was not a fool. Oh, no. Heil Hitler. No, not Heil. Hello, Hitler. No, Heil Cheeky. He wasn't all that bad. He made the trains run on time. No, that was the WAP. I'm sorry.
That man's a fool.
I know. I put him in the Jimmy Young studio. They won't know the difference. Listen.
Who's the idiot today, Jim?
Well, Raimondo, today on the JY Prague, we have Professor Rautenhouse, who's going to talk about Nazism, which, as we all know, Raimondo, is falling in love with flowers. That's in 3 minutes from now, after this recording of Des O'Connor singing Desafinado, which means out of tune, and what an apposite title that is, I tell myself.
Grey-coloured snows, the cold in my nose, the north wind that just wouldn't cease. The chaps on your knees and the never-ending freeze. Remember November in Dumfries. Drafts in the room, as cold as a tomb. The breakfast all swimming in grease. The bath ringed with muck and the cistern that stuck. Remember November in Dumfries. Even today I can't help recalling those hours with you that were so appalling. Though it's in the past, the memories will last. The horrors will never decrease. Then in came my wife. For the rest of my life, I'll remember November in Dumfries.
Hello.
Hello. I've been listening to your programme. I don't think you should take the mickey out of Jimmy Young. Over the years, he's given me a great deal of pleasure.
In what way, madam?
That's between me and Jimmy. Mind you, I do enjoy your programme as well.
Well, thank you very much, but we are rather busy, so could you write to us about it?
That's a bit difficult. They won't let me use anything sharp in here.
One and a Half Second Theatre presents Death of a Salesman.
Morning, madam. Want to buy a lavatory brush?
Aho!
Everybody loves somebody sometime.
But would you two get off the table when I'm eating?
Why does Tim Brooke Taylor look older every week?
Why does the head of comedy cry a lot?
Why do the BBC want to bring back A Life of Bliss?
The answers to all these questions and more can be found in installment one of Hello Cheeky, on sale at your local vet now.
Available in 143 weekly installments, building up into a complete mess which will clutter up your living room unless you put a bit of string through them and hang them somewhere else.
Your children deserve Hello Cheeky to show them life can't be all fun.
Hello Cheeky, on sale now.
Morning. Could I have a copy of Hello Cheeky Installment 1?
I'm sorry, sir. We're an undertakers and monumental masons.
Well, I had a good night at the dogs. Could you carve me a copy in marble?
You've lost sight of it.
I know, I must diet.
No. No. No, the theme. The show this week is about love. Don't you remember?
It's been a long time.
Love has inspired many great poets. Shakespeare, Byron, Shelley, Arthur Westrup.
What did he write?
He wrote that one about, there was a young girl on the beach whose bikini top blew out of reach. A German called Fritz.
Tim?
No, Fritz.
Tim?
Well, it's about love.
No, it isn't Tim. It's about...
Who is it? Yeah. Oh, well, excuse me, I'm going home to sell my train set.
Hello Cheeky's personal column, otherwise known as the Corn Exchange of the Air.
I, Ranjit Ram Mukherjee, of 3 Cromwell Buildings, wish to thank Dr. Maitland and all the staff at St. Arthur's, and wish henceforward to be known as Mrs. Ranjit Ram Mukherjee.
Man with wife, age 62, wishes to exchange for 2 ladies, age 31.
Tim Brooke Taylor wishes to sell train set or will exchange for book with naughty pictures.
Hello Cheeky cannot be held responsible for the adverts contained in this column, as they were all written by John when he was drunk. Meanwhile, in the snug of the Duck and Pullet, just after opening time...
Excuse me, can I have a large whiskey?
How old are you, Sonny?
9.
9? Do you want to get me into trouble?
I'd love to, but can I have my whiskey first?
That boy is now Robert Dougal. That little boy's voice was brilliant, Tim. How did you do it?
Well, my tailor helped a lot.
I'm not going to be left out of this. Here's my impression of the relief of Ladysmith. That's better.
Very well. 5 can play that game. Here is my impression of a meadowlark.
Stop it, Harry. The farmer will see us.
And now, here is a breath of old England. Thank you.
Open a packet of Catholic cornflakes.
What do you mean, Catholic? Catholic cornflakes?
They go snap, crackle, and pop.
Encyclopedia of the Air, letter M.
Mirage, the means by which something that does not exist is made to appear real. The effect is created by hot air.
The art has recently been perfected by Jimmy Tarbuck.
Now look here, sunshine.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm reading the weather forecast very badly. Now look here. Sunshine is expected in the early part of the day, followed by high winds, rain, fog, snow, sleet, monsoons, and possible earth tremors.
That's a bit extreme, isn't it?
You don't know the half of it. That's just our house.
Speaking of your house, what happened about the dry rot in your attic floor?
Sorted itself out. We've got two basements now.
I'm a great do-it-yourself man.
Really?
Yes, whenever the wife says something needs doing, I say,
do it yourself. That's a very old joke.
My wife's a very old... Oh. Hello?
Mrs. Cryer here.
Oh, hello, darling.
If you finish that joke, Fatty, when you get home, you won't get your conjugal rights.
I don't care.
You won't get your marital benefits.
I don't care.
You won't get your steak and kidney pudding.
I'm sorry, darling. I'm sorry. I'll be home about 8 with a bunch of flowers and a bowl of gravy.
You really do like your steak and kidney pudding, don't you?
She was speaking in code.
Coming for lunch, Tim. They've got some smashing steak and kidney pie in the canteen.
How dare you, you dirty old man.
Meanwhile, in a restaurant well clear of the steak and kidney pudding...
Waiter, can we have a little service, please?
Yes, sir. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today...
No. No, we'd like to order. I'd like to start with avocado.
I'm afraid you'll have to speak to the wine waiter about that, sir.
What sort of restaurant is this?
It's not a restaurant, sir. It's a trust boutique.
I'm terribly sorry. We're in the wrong meanwhile. Is there a restaurant around here?
No.
Oh, all right, then, truss and chips, please.
Not for me. I'm going to diet. What colour?
Hi, fans. Dennis Steak and Kidney Pudding King here. That joke appeared by courtesy of me. I've got a rucksack full of them. Want to hear another one? The farmer said to his friend, I've got 1,000-day-old chicks going cheap. His friend said, what do you expect them to do, buck? Speaking of Bach, reminds me of music, so it's Bach to the piano for a bit of Beethoven. I'm ahead of my time, you know. In fact, the accompaniment for the song you're about to hear, I actually played 3 days ago.
And you know what a rotten day that was. Ladies and gentlemen, while we here in the studio thrill to the voice of Tim Brooke Taylor, why don't you go to the lav?
My life is sane, but so mundane. Please... If you're going to, please will you be quiet about it?
Hello Cheeky presents the story of a star. How a man rose from T-boy to TV tycoon on a wet Thursday afternoon. The meteoric rise of David Rust.
The name David Rust ring a nostalgic bell? Stir the memory, bring a half-forgotten face to mind. It shouldn't, we just made it up. However, for the purposes of money, let's continue.
David Rust, the father figure of British television, remember his individual greeting?
Hello, and knickers to the universe.
Which used to ring out of your television set on an average of 4 times a day.
For the first time, we tell the full, frank story of where he came from and where he went.
We would like to point out that the character of David Rust bears no resemblance to any TV personality, living, dead, or extremely rich.
The beginning, 1954, BBC Television Centre, the office of Toby Gherkin, well-known documentary producer and little-known poof.
Don't you understand, Gavin? I want to show people the poetry that lurks beneath the surface of an ordinary sewage farm.
Hello, knickers to the universe and tea's up.
Very bad grammar, dear. You mean tea's ready?
No, tea's up. It's fourpence, not threepence.
You have a keen wit, a biting sense of satire, and the most divine blue eyes. Say something else pointed.
Hello, the top of Harold Wilson's head.
This lad... this lad's going to be a star. Hello, Spencer, how are the Chalfonts? Can you spare me 2 hours on Saturday night? No, for a show, dear, for a show. Still, thanks, I'll keep your offer in mind. I've got a star here, Spencer. Here, you, what's your name?
Hello, David Rust.
Say something witty for Spencer.
Hello, Spencer. How's your belly off for sports?
What about that, Spence? We've got a winner here. See you Saturday.
Next morning, in the semi-detached caravan, David shared with his poor but talentless parents.
Hello, and Nickers...
Never mind all that university chat.
Oh, here we...
I'm your head writer, isn't I? Jimmy Spigot. I'm the king of all that satire now. I didn't know. I just thought I was writing dirty. But Toby said it was satire. That's where the money is. It's bleeding satire.
Hello, Super.
Oh, hang on to that. That's good. I've done a savage, in-depth political satire on the bus coming here. Cop this.
Hello. A plastic surgeon sat in front of the fire and melted. What's that got to do with politics?
Well, he attacks bourgeois values, doesn't it?
No?
Well, it's a belter anyway. Learn that lot for Saturday.
That following Saturday night takes its place in television history, with such events as the power failure on BBC Two's opening night, any Russell Harty show, and the night Michael Aspel set fire to his trousers.
Hello, and knickers to the universe. Oh, bless you. Thank you and welcome. A plastic surgeon sat in front of the fire and melted.
That night, David Rust could do no wrong with his quips and his barbs and his bonny blue eyes. By midnight, he was a star.
At 5 past, he flew to America for 2 hours to record his own series, accept 34 awards and propose to several of the ink spots. When he arrived back in London at 3 o'clock that same morning, a rude shock awaited him.
Hello? Where's my Rolls Royce?
Took it back, Gov. Sent this rude shock instead.
Do you know who I am?
I know. Used to be. Used to be David Rust.
Hello. I'm a star.
Oh, that was last night, Cuddles. If you don't want to ride in this, I'll take it over there and run over a couple of Osmond fans.
In desperation, Rust rang Toby.
Rust. Oh, yes, I do remember you.
Ah, hello. You said I was the biggest star on television.
Oh, yeah, but all that hello's a bit passé now, Chuckles. 9 o'clock this morning, we did a chat show with a heavenly Yorkshire thug called Michael Firkington. Rather butch Leeds accent. Discussed rugby league with Julie Andrews, and that was it. Can't see him being replaced before, 6 o'clock tonight.
Hello? What am I going to do then?
Well, I have heard a whisper they're looking for a T-boy at London Weekend Television.
Well, hello? I'll try that. Hello? I can't do without the tinsel and the glamour. I'll try anything.
And so, 20 minutes later, in the offices of London Weekend Television...
What we've got to do, Cyril, is show people the poetry that lies under the surface of Roger Moore.
Hello, knickers to the universe and tease up!
2 cups, no sugar, and you shut your cake hole while I'm working.
Hello, reduced to this after 25 minutes at the top. Well, you can't win them all.
David was shrewd enough to call it a day. With the money he'd saved, he bought Lancashire, married the Supremes and retired. But the old showbiz bug dies hard. So if you're ever passing the Widnes Women's Institute on bingo night, put your head round the door and you'll probably hear...
Hello, eyes down and knickers to the universe.
Ta-da, Cheeky.
Bye-bye, Cheeky.
This programme was written and performed by John Junkin, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Barry Cryer.